Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ev, I'll admit, even though I wake up to multiple text messages about this and some are basically asking me, JJ, what is your thoughts on James Dolan's telling the team? I'm like, guys, please. Bill Simmons hanging out with a couple of guys at All-Star Weekend is supposed to lead me to believe that James Dolan now is going to put the multi-billion dollar New York Knicks on the open market. Evan, it's one of these situations where I feel like we get a report regarding the Yankees, the Mets, the Knicks, whoever it may be. Oh, maybe they're thinking about selling. Until I see one of these owners sell the team in this area, I mean, with the big boys, why am I supposed to believe for a minute now James Dolan selling the Knicks?
You know why I think this one resonates more? Because people want him to sell the team. There's a want in this town from Knick fans, which I understand, who are dreaming of the day that it's true, that James Dolan sells the Knicks. And maybe he will someday. I have no idea what's going on in his mind. I have no idea. I know a few things going on in his mind, but as far as that's concerned, I have no idea. So I think there's a want from a lot of people that he's going to sell the New York Knicks and the New York Rangers, and he's going to get out of the sports business. It's just one of those things that until he's in negotiations, until it's actually happening, I think it's healthy. I'm going to give you health advice. It's healthy to ignore it because you start to believe something that probably isn't going to happen.
Why sucker me in? Exactly.
Don't be suckered in. And I get it. I understand why there's a want from Knick fans. Not as much Ranger fans, because I think he's done such a good job of kind of keeping his hands.
Stays out of the way.
Stays out of the way, and they've had success. They're rebuilding this year. It's fine. The Knicks have been rebuilding for 25 years, basically. So whenever these stories come out, it's not to question Bill Simmons. I think Bill Simmons, when it comes to the NBA, I think he does have his finger on the pulse.
Well connected. He's got connected. Some sources. But listen, you could have sources. Your sources can be wrong.
Yes, that's true.
Your sources can be wrong. And listen, here's the bottom line for the Knicks, Evan. This has been as painful a year as you could ever have, although I knew going into the year it was going to be painful, that I wasn't going to have a lot of enthusiasm, that I was of the mindset from day one this year, stink up the joint, get a top three pick, we'll see you come summertime. Now, I never knew we'd be sitting here and Kristaps Porzingis would be in Dallas, and we'd be talking about all the stuff that went on over the last couple weeks. This offseason, it's very simple. Can this brain trust, Perry, Mills, and yeah, for now it's James Dolan, can they go recruit two legitimate bona fide superstars, Kevin Durant and somebody else? If the answer is yes, you know what? You can get back into my good graces. If the answer is no, I'm going to continue to be miserable. End of story.
Well, like, these years are very tough. I've always said this, in the NBA more than any other sport, more than the NHL, more than the NFL, more than even baseball, when you are bad in the NBA as a fan, it's the worst. It's the worst. Because you're losing every single night. You're non-competitive a lot of nights. And here's the real part that makes it tough. So when your baseball team stinks, you don't know anything about this. You've literally never been alive for the Yankees to stink,
and I
right?
thought it was going to happen in 2016, by the way.
No, you probably
And it didn't even happen.
No, I know.
Didn't even happen.
But if you were, but Chattel being a Met fan, or Chattel being an Oriole fan, right? You will watch a bad team, and you'll watch a few guys and say, he's going to be part of my future. And there's something rewarding about that. Even in hockey, same thing. You watch guys, you say, he's going to be part of my future. In the NFL, sometimes to a degree, especially if you have a young quarterback like with the Jets, you looked at Sam Darnold and said, he's going to be a part of my future, right? Jamal Adams. You don't have that a lot of times in the NBA. Now, you may have that right now with the Knicks, but you may not. Because as much as Mitchell Robinson is developing and Kevin Knox is not a guy you think you're trading away, dude, if Anthony Davis truly becomes available, those guys are gone. Okay, so they may not be a part of the team when you finally turn things around. And that's a part of why these bad years, and I've experienced them, they're worse than any other sport. Because you really have no chance. There's no hope other than Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant were spotted talking to each other. Does that mean they're teaming up with the Knicks?
I'm praying that it will.
No, and you should be. I'm not saying you shouldn't be. But watching bad basketball in the NBA is the worst. And then sitting there during the lottery when your team lost 70 games thinking, I'm going to get that guy. I'm going to get Zion Williamson.
And then you don't.
And then you don't. which could happen.
Happens a lot.
Dude, if you play, you want to do something depressing, Knicks fans? Here, I'm going to give you some depressing advice. They got these games, right, on the internet. You press a button, and they give you the lottery odds. You press it, and they'll tell you who wins the lottery based on the odds. If you play that game every day, the Knicks never win the lottery. They win it once a week, and it shows you that that exciting day, May 14th, I think it is.
Wow, it's the day before my birthday this year.
How about that? Maybe that's a good sign.
Listen, May 15th, I want to be a kid in a candy store. I want a number one pick. I want Zion Williamson as a New York Knick. Can we please make that happen? That's my birthday present for 31. Forget about what Kate's going to get me. Forget about what, you know, my parents are going to get me. 31. Knicks win the draft lottery.
Well, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, all right? A little choice here. You win the lottery. You got Zion Williamson, who obviously, that's who you're picking number one. You're not taking Ja Morant. You're not taking R.J. Barrett. You're taking Zion Williamson. That's great. You got him. He's your guy. You won the lottery. You get that, or you pick fifth, but you get Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. Which one are you going for?
No, I'm
going
to take Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. And I love Zion.
There you go.
See, I would not take Zion and the assets you have and trade him for Anthony Davis. And I think I'm in the minority on that. I think a lot of Knicks fans would say you make that deal in a nanosecond. I just think with the way the league is going, and, you know, we don't have positional value, Evan, like right. we once did.
Right.
You don't look and say, oh, you have to be a five. You have to be a four. It's about athletes. It's about freakish athletic talent. Zion has it both ends of the floor. Unbelievable defender. Unbelievable finisher. And I know the jump shot needs work. But you know what? Giannis's jump shot needed a lot of work. LeBron, as great as he is, all-time great, top three, top five all-time player. LeBron, when he came into the league in 2003, you watched him, I watched him. Couldn't shoot the basketball. I believe you can develop that over time.
Oh, absolutely you can.
You can't teach athleticism.
No.
Bingo.
I think his body's going to be a big question as years go by. I think he's the guy you take number one overall. I'm not sure what he ends up becoming. You know, guys have come into this league with a lot of hype out of college. Blake Griffin was certainly one of them. And Blake Griffin's an all-star.
All-star Cowboy career.
Yeah, I'm not going to sit here ripping Blake Griffin. Guy's had a pretty damn good career, but he's not a franchise game changer. We know that. He's not a franchise game changer.
We thought he would be at one point in time.
Yes, that's my point.
No, even in the right. NBA, though, we thought he could be, you know, a top five player in the league.
Sure.
Just never lived up to that potential.
He ended up being, and I say this feeling bad, because he is an all-star. He was just an all-star, and he's a very good player. He ended up being more sizzle than anything.
I agree with that.
The highlight reels and whatnot. But here's why, because I'd be very mixed about this if you guys win the lottery, on why I would actually lean towards making the trade. I've kind of shifted towards using Zion or anyone else as a chip. Because Kevin Durant is going to be 31 years old.
So you want to maximize that window.
Well, the negative, there's no negative to signing Kevin Durant. He's one of the best players in the league, and he still has it. But he's not going to supply a 10-year window. He's not coming here and, all right, I'm set for 10 years. You're set for 3 years, maybe four.
5 years.
You want to go five? You want to say he's going to be a top-level player until he's 36 years old, 37?
I think a lot of guys can do it with his shooting touch and the way, you know, he can evolve shooting the three-point shot beyond the basket.
You may be right. The point is he's 31. And so I saw it with LeBron when he went back to Cleveland. LeBron James did not want to sit there playing with a rookie player.
They want to strike while the iron is hot.
So they turned around and flipped the number one pick in the draft for Kevin Love. And Kevin Love, nice player. Not Anthony Davis, in my opinion. So it's tough because you want to have that franchise guy to build around, that guy that you wear the jersey of for the next 15 years, but you also have to maximize what you have.
I get it, but you know what, though, Evan? If I could have the dream ideal scenario,
I know what it is.
And Zion is the truth, that Kevin Durant comes here, let's say Kyrie Irving, Kemba Walker, whoever, and then Zion takes that torch.
Oh, of course.
Franchise player to franchise player.
Sure.
Where Zion goes from being a guy that's playing alongside those two, and then all of a sudden, you know, 5 years down the line, he's the man.
Oh, I think you've nailed what the dream scenario is, but a lot of times dreams don't come true is the problem. Now, that dream isn't always
For 17 years, that's all we've been doing as Knicks fans, dreaming. Please.
No, I understand. And that's why when Kevin Durant is seen looking at Kyrie Irving, it's a news story. They glanced at each other. They must be teaming up with the Knicks. They looked at each other. They smiled. They hugged each other. You know what that means? Madison Square Garden in a couple of months. That's what it means.
I can't believe we're doing this again.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.